I took the wounded man's pulse. It was intermittent. The body's extremities were already growing cold, and I saw that death was approaching without any possibility of my holding it in check. After dressing the poor man's wound, I redid the linen bandages around his head, and I turned to Captain Nemo. "How did he get this wound?" I asked him. "That is not important," the captain replied evasively. "The Nautilus suffered a collision that cracked one of the engine levers, and it struck this man. My chief officer was standing beside him. This man leapt forward to intercept the blow. A brother lays down his life for his brother, a friend for his friend. What could be simpler? That's the law for everyone on board the Nautilus. But what's your diagnosis of his condition?" I hesitated to speak my mind. "You may talk freely," the captain told me. "This man doesn't understand French." I took a last look at the wounded man. Then I replied, "This man will be dead in 2 hours."
"Nothing can save him?"
"Nothing." Captain Nemo clenched his fists, and tears slid from his eyes, which I had thought incapable of weeping. For a few moments more, I observed the dying man, whose life was ebbing little by little. He grew still more pale under the electric light that bathed his deathbed. I looked at his intelligent head, furrowed with premature wrinkles that misfortune, perhaps misery, had etched long before. I was hoping to detect the secret of his life in the last words that might escape from his lips.